You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
That lady just wanted to go in the store, y'all, and get her free panty. That's all she wanted to do. I feel like Victoria's Secret should be like, you know what? You get an extra free panty.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Speaking of woke white progressives, I was trying to figure out how best to do this. We were going to do like a net. I envisioned like a Richard Attenborough, Nat Geo kind of thing. Let me set this up. This was in New Jersey. And it had to do, Victoria's Secret sent out like, what was it? Like, I don't know. I can't believe I was almost going to ask you, Kane, what the deal was. I'm sorry.
Well, from the story, I gathered it was some discount on panties.
So they had a, what was it? It's like buy whatever and get a free panty. And so this one, and they always have what I call the panty troughs. And it's always, you know, these, you know, they're Vicky's Secret panties and all this stuff. So this woman is there. And apparently what happened is you have, and I don't even know why race factors into this.
It shouldn't.
But because it's important for progressives. The woman videotaping is black. And then they have a white woman who's screaming. She acts like a white progressive. And have you noticed, like, all the people who do this in video, like the woman who freaked out at the dude at the park when she was with her dog, she was a white Hillary Clinton supporter. And like, when people go and they look at who these Karens are, their politics are all kind of, they're all the same. So anyway, they're at this Victoria's Secret and they're at the panty trough. And I don't know what had, like, the white woman got mad and the screaming chick got mad. And so the other woman's like, well, I'm going to film this so no one can accuse me of anything because everything is so litigious and everyone's getting canceled. This chick freaks out in the store. It's a Karen in the mall habitat of Victoria's Secret. It is censored. But listen to this because these people are real.
Oh, God. No. Excuse. Now you are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The other woman swinging at her.
Do you see this?
And then she gets on the phone.
Oh, my God. I never thought nothing like this would happen to me. She just tried to run and hit me.
No, on camera.
And now she... Oh,
I don't know what she's
did saying. You see her? You saw her, right? They all saw her.
The Karen emits a
high-pitched
piercing scream.
Karen had a breakdown. She tried to hit me. Ask your workers. She tried to hit me. She tried to hit me. Now I want security for you.
I don't even know what she's saying. It's like a...
You should have thought about that before you did what you did.
This chick does this for 10 minutes. She lies on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And screams.
You don't even feel real.
She lies on the floor.
This do not feel real.
And then she screams, get away from me, while she tries to attack her again. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Y'all had to get security. She charged me. If I wouldn't have ducked, she would.
And everyone else there is like,
oh no, you just wanted security for me, right?
Oh my gosh.
I want security for you now. No, don't cry.
It is so crazy.
I want you to call security.
This is what white progressives do. I have never met a white progressive who doesn't act like this.
I just came to get my free panty. You know how you get the coupon in the mail.
This woman is cracking me up. She's like, I just came to get my free panty.
I don't know how this is happening to me.
Lays on the floor.
Don't charge me. Oh, you wanna? Yeah, she.
Oh, it gets crazier. This goes on for like almost 10 minutes. Every white progressive, white Marxist I've ever met does this. I one time when I went, what was it, in 2016 when I went to vote, went to cast my vote, and me and my husband, and then we were leaving, and CNN had a crew in front of our city hall, and I knew one of the producers when I worked at CNN. So I was talking to them, and then, you know, we went back home, and I went to work, and this one white Marxist who lives in our area, who is this person but a dude, is this chick but a dude, was like, he flipped out online. He was like, Dana Lash brought a machine gun and was pointing it at everyone when voting. Oh, like on Twitter. And I'm thinking, why didn't it make the news then? I was literally right there by CNN, you moron. Like, just, this is what they do. This is like, what would you do if you were in a store?
And saw that?
Yeah. Why is it that more people are doing this?
Okay, so there's two sides to this, right? There are some people that are like, oh, she's clearly mentally ill, so we should find her help. And then I'm on the other side where I'm a little amused by it. And I wouldn't have put
a lot amused.
I wouldn't have put my phone down at all.
Heck no.
Not a chance.
Heck no.
Because like that lady said, she's filming for her protection. Mm-hmm. This is how the left does it. These are the woke toddlers.
Yeah.
That we have, the adult toddlers we have in our midst.
I always, and how sad is it that you have to constantly record stuff like that, you know? Like if you have to constantly, like when I went and voted in our municipal elections, just because of what that one white progressive had said last time, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and just have like all I have to do is touch my phone screen and my camera will come up, because I don't know if that person's going to accost me outside or anything like that. But have you noticed that there's tons of videos like this now where people like this freak out? Where you had the Central Park Karen who freaked out on the dude who was like jogging by her, and she actually screamed at him. She was a big Hillary supporter, screamed at him. It was because he was a white Marxist, screamed at him because he was black. Steve, what would you do if you ran into a chick like this when you were out and about doing your thing?
Or when I'm around people like that, I just walk away. Like, I don't even pretend they exist, like pylons. Just knock them out of the way.
But what if you were being attacked, though? What if you were the one that was being attacked by her?
Ooh.
When you give people when you don't give people the attention that they want, they don't even know it exists. So you become the victim. So what I do is just stand there, pretend like they're not even looking at me.
It is like dealing with toddlers, though. This is like what happens when you have little kids and you go into a store and they're wanting something, like, because all the candy's right there by the checkout. Right. My kids never actually did that, though, because I inherited this thing from my mom where when I'm mad, I look like an eagle. And so my kids are like, no, we are not messing with this woman.
Right.
So they never did that. But I have seen kids do that. I'm always, by the way, moms, if I see your kids doing that in the store, I'm going to help you out. Right. I'm gonna engage your kid and I'm going to entertain your kid while you get your groceries in the conveyor belt. But I've seen that happen before.
Oh, yeah.
And they act just like this chick does.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Something in her psyche has told her that acting like this gets her what she wants.
I don't know if I think that she has a mental issue.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've seen both sides of the argument, but this behavior, it proves to me that somehow she believes acting this way gets her way.
Mm-hmm.
It gets her what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow she's learned that, I guess, you know, from her fantastic upbringing.
I love that the woman has her coupon for her free panty. Like, that lady just wanted to go in the store, y'all, and get her free panty. That's all she wanted to do. I feel like Victoria's Secret should be like, you know what? You get an extra free panty because you had to deal with this.
Right.
You get an extra one. Instead of buy three, get one, you can buy three and get two. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, help her out because she had to endure that. And then what was it? They were going to make the woman filming leave, but not crazy screams a lot in the floor? Really? Good heavens. I'm so glad I'm a boy mom. I'm so glad. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I have a funny tweet to share with you here in a bit, so don't let me forget. Let's see. Coffee prices soar after a bad harvest and insatiable demand. I do not like this. I don't like this, Sam. I am. The Wall Street Journal says global consumption is set to exceed production this year as Brazil is hit with worst drought ever. Worst drought-driven drop. Say that fast. In output in almost 20 years. So, and they're one of the biggest one of the biggest producers. Prices for a number of different coffee beans, particularly the varieties produced in Brazil, hit highest levels since 2016. In fact, what is it? The Arabica? How do you say that? Yeah, that's right. The futures have risen over 18%. It's like over $1.50 a pound. Now, the London traded Robusta, which is a stronger tasting variety, that's risen, check this out, 30%, over 30% in the past 3 months. So it's almost $2,000 to $2,000 a metric ton. That's insane. And also, I should get into the coffee business. Side note to self. The Russian Foreign Ministry considers outside interference in Cuba's affairs unacceptable. You mean the country that likes to get involved with everyone from Crimea to Ukraine thinks that everyone else, they can just know. And this, by the way, it comes, I saw this being pushed out by RT Russia Today. Sidebar, I always refuse to do interviews with them because I always ask them when is Putin going to have the brass actually do the interviews himself since the Kremlin funds and founded you. You commie bastards. Anyway, let's see. There is a... I'm not Big Bird. I'm not PBS. I'm not Elmo. I'm not here to entertain babies. I can't believe this. Juvenile did a pro-vaccine single called Vax That Thing Up. And I feel like the first person that makes me mad today is going to get that song. Vax That Thing Up. People apparently dumped goldfish into lakes, and now there are football-sized goldfish taking over. Suddenly, I want a football-sized goldfish. This is in a number of different lakes. Ooh, also, red tide has left 15 tons of dead fish on Tampa Bay shore. Experts warn of more. Red tide, that's the, what is it, the algae and all of that?
Yep. Ooh.
Everyone knows when applying to jobs, you're lucky if you make it through one application before you're just ready to give up. It takes, on average, 18 minutes to apply to a single job. That's time consuming. Now, with the latter's new Apply For Me service, their expert team will apply to jobs for you. This is a game changer. The latter's is the number one job search site for six-figure jobs. Search thousands of jobs, and the latter's Apply For Me service does all the work of applying to jobs for you. Simply upload your resume and answer one set of questions one time, then click Apply For Me, and the latter's team will fill out all of the forms for you. You'll receive email confirmation when your application is complete, so you can sit back and relax. Plus, with a new Google Chrome extension, Apply For Me works on any job site, corporate career site, and job application page. One click, no hassle, no wasted time. Make those tedious job applications history and start using Ladder's new Apply For Me service today. Visit theladders.com/Dana to sign up. That's theladders.com/Dana.
We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday. Deep in our hearts, I do believe we will overcome someday.
Have some people ever heard that song before?
Apparently not.
Those were lawmakers in D.C.
Democrats.
Some of them from Texas, right? Who? And it was a pretty diverse group, which I just, oh man. And then who's the, there was some, the white dude that was closest to the microphone. I'm like, have you heard of Rhythm? Have you heard of it? It's a fascinating thing, Rhythm. Welcome back to the show. My name is Dana Lash. You know, that's why aliens don't visit, because they're like, oh my gosh, those people make that sound. It's terrifying. It's, that's awful. That's awful. They represent you. Ooh. I mean, out of all the... And isn't that... I mean, how are you going to do the song like that? Good heavens. You know, it's like whenever you're singing happy birthday to somebody, there's always that one person there who could not carry a tune in a bucket, right? There's that one person. They throw off the whole group. And then somebody's standing next to them, they have to cover their ear like they're singing We Are the World or something, like in the 80s video, and they're all getting into it like George Michael on the microphone, and they got to hold up their hand to their ear so they're not thrown off by the horrible person who's flat next to them. You know, it's true, though. There's that one person, that one person. I remember in church, there was, they're not there anymore, but they're super nice people. And this one woman, she would sing her heart out. God love her, bless her heart, would sing it out. I don't know where her notes were going, I mean, I guess they made sense in heaven because they did not make any sense here on earth. I mean, she was all over the place. It's like the music had the notes on the music just were not. They're just suggestions. They were just suggestions. I mean, it is. You got to work to sing. You know, I'm an adequate singer and I know people who are really good, but you have to really, truly. I think it's a talent to be that bad. Can you? I mean, you have to work to sing off key.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I remember singing in church as a kid and singing just, you know, and getting complimented for it. But yeah, I think it would take.
Look at him.
Little...
He's like, and I was complimented for it. You know,
I was. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I'm just saying. But yeah, it would take a little effort to sing off key.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because your body corrects itself.
Yeah, because you want to be in that vocal range that works.
And your body's like, no, this is not right. Like the same thing if you try to hold your breath to pass out, your body corrects that.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm going to breathe for you.
Yeah.
Like it says, uh-uh, I'm going to take over the singing for you here.
And some people have like this inner ear problem or something and they can't figure it out.
Good night. I mean, it is something else. Those people there. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That cow always freaks me out every single time I hear it. All right, so here's what we got. A Florida man, this is the Florida man loses his shoes after two attacks with a tire iron and nail file. I am so confused. So this is July 8th. Florida police, this is Osala, they responded to a call involving a battery that took place at a residence. A victim, Michael Everett LeCorn, traveled to their house, according to victims, asked for money, and then attacked him with a tire iron. The victim blocked some of his strikes, still had injuries to his arm. The victim retreated inside the house, but LeCorn followed him in. And they kept trying to deflect these attacks, and he had a tire iron. So he drove away, fled before the police could arrive, but he left his shoes behind. So then he went to another victim's house about 3 miles away, and he had a metal nail file and was trying to stab her. They ended up finally locating him, but he kept leaving his shoes. He left his shoes at the second house. For some reason, does he have to take his shoes off to attack people? Like, I am so confused about this story.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.